they shall walk and not faint. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. The book of Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, chapter, 40 and verse 31. Again, very familiar passage of scripture that we've heard time and time again. Reads, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about just for a few minutes today from a subject that I've chosen to call time to change. Very simple, very simple. Time to change. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor it's time to change. It's time to change, my brothers and sisters. We talk about here at Orange Chapel the fact that we believe in progressive sanctification. My brothers and sisters, the word sanctification means to be set apart, set aside, to be used by God. Is there anybody in this church today that wants to be set apart to be used by God? Amen? Do you want to be set out of your mess in order to be used by God? Do you want to be set outside of your comfort zone to be used by God? If that's what you want for your life, if that's what you want for your church, if that's what you want for your ministry, my brothers and sisters, it is time to change. Amen. All of us could use a little bit of changing. Amen. Amen. I believe that the weather changed on us. Amen. A few days ago on Christmas Day, some of you were dreaming of a white Christmas and you received that. Amen. The seasons change, my brothers and sisters. We have summer, we have winter, we have spring, and we have fall. Amen. The seasons change, and in our lives, my brothers and sisters, there's some changes that need to happen in order for some things to happen. Amen. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, for winter to come and for us to have a hard freeze, because if not, you think we had problems with insects last year. You think mosquitoes were bad last year. Amen. The snow was good. The ice is good because it kills out some of those things. Amen. That need to be killed out and killed off. Amen. Also, we see that when fall comes, the leaves begin to fall from the trees, my brothers and sisters. And that's a very important time of year. That's change. We realize that summer is very important because we have crops that need to grow. Amen. My brothers and sisters, in life, we have to change. Amen. We have to change in order to get better. Amen. Can anybody in here say that, you know what? I'm better today than I was yesterday. Amen. I'm better this year than I was last year. I'm better at 33 than I was at 23. Amen, because there's no way I could stand here behind this pulpit and with this microphone when I was 23 years old, but there was a time for me to change. Bible says when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I acted as a child, I did things, but now that I'm old, those childish things I put away. It's time for us to grow up, my brothers and sisters. It's time to change. Amen. The Bible says, in the book of Isaiah, it tells us here, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to renew our strength. How do we get stronger? How do we get better? Sister Roberta, I'm glad you asked. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall. I like that word shall. It didn't say they that wait upon the Lord might renew. They that wait upon the Lord could. It says they that wait upon the Lord shall. So if there's anything, my brothers and sisters, that you need, you got to wait up on the Lord. They that wait up, not just, it didn't say, but McGuire that wait upon the Lord, but Boss that wait, it said they. So that means all of us in this house today, amen? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Uh-oh, did y'all see that word, renew? So that means that maybe there was a time in your life where you had it going. You had the strength. Sean, you had the strength. You were right where you needed to be. But doesn't it seem like when the seasons change, things start to break down? Amen? And there's always room for renewal. That's why we're here today. I believe that this sermon today, time to change, is something that we need, my brothers and sisters, because when things change in life, I guarantee you, as soon as the season changed and it's time to turn the heater off and turn the air conditioner on, you're going to flip. Somebody's going to flip the switch on the AC at your house and it's not going to work. Somebody in here. So guess what? You're going to have to get on that phone and call on that phone and call somebody to come and renew your heat. Come renew your air condition. Amen. This is life that we live, my brothers and sisters. And as long as we're on this earth, we are breaking down. So it keeps a constant relationship with God. It's kind of like a marriage, a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. Fiancés, you know, we have those for a long time. But the way you get close in your relationship is what, Tony? Spending time. Amen? And if we're going to change, we have to spend time with the one who changes. Y'all want me to say that one more time? If we're going to change, we have to spend time with the one who changes. Being in a spiritual setting once or twice a year ain't going to cut it, my brothers and sisters. Amen? I didn't say you had to be at Orange Chapel. You just need to be in some spiritual setting. And you can't do it on your sofa. He's making effort and intercession all day, every day. Christ is making effort for us right now because Satan is telling God all the bad stuff you did over the holidays. But Jesus Christ is on the right hand saying, but you know what? He's covered. She's covered. That's one of ours. He's working on our behalf all the time. That's why the Holy Spirit is here present with us right now. What is this? Some folk think I'm acting strange. Y'all know that old song where you say, what is this? Whatever it is, it won't let me hold my... I'm going to tell you what it is. The Holy Spirit is Christ in you. We don't have to ask the question on this chapel, what is this? You don't catch the Holy Ghost. It's in you. I went to church and caught the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is intelligent. Your emotions met up with your situation, and that's what make you act that way. So some of y'all have a flashback. Y'all know when those anybody have a Vietnam vet in your family, or we may even have one or two here today. Amen. And what happened is when your past, when your past catches up with your present, and you remember some things that went on, and when somebody has a flashback, they say, whoo. So when you catch that, it's just a flashback of where the Lord has brought you from. You look back at your past and see where the Lord has brought you to. So when folks start bucking and jumping and all that stuff, it's just a flashback. I could have been dead and gone. Woo! But God made old death behave. Amen? Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Woo, I'm going to get y'all out of here at a decent hour. Amen? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If I had written this particular passage of scripture, my brothers and sisters, I would have wrote it totally different. Look at how God, in all of his might and all of his majesty and all of his greatness, look at his writing. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We've talked about that, amen? We all need strength. We wait on God. That's where it comes from. And you know what? Waiting on the Lord, anybody here work at a restaurant? Everybody ever wait at tables? I don't believe this is this kind of wait. What you doing, Pastor McGuire? I'm just waiting on the Lord. Pastor, what you doing? I'm waiting on the Lord. He go make a way out of no way. And I ain't going to do nothing but just wait. I'm a proud member of the Orange Chapel Baptist Church, and I'm just going to wait on the Lord. But he didn't call you to be a member. He called you to be a disciple. He called disciples, and disciples are supposed to get out and compel men to come to Christ. But I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait right here in my favorite pew that I sit in every Sunday. I'm That's why your marriage ain't working out, because you're just waiting. Why your kids ain't acting right, because you just waiting. Need to be loving the one you with, and need to be taking care of those children. And that means sometimes you're going to have to whop, whop, whop. They didn't wait. We got that twisted, y'all. They didn't wait upon the Lord shall renew. Those that are doing something. You got to exercise your faith, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen, lights. Yeah, the pastor every Sunday, ooh, he preached, girl, he be sweating and wiping that bald head, and oh, he just fired up for the Lord. I'm just waiting. You better get you some too. You better do something on his program. Amen. Waiting, I believe that that's like when you're waiting tables. They just wait upon the Lord. God, what do you want me to do today, Lord? Jesus, Holy Spirit, what I need to do? Oh, Lord, what I, Jesus, what I need to do? Jesus, what? Y'all wonder why I run around here like a chicken with my head cut off? Because I'm waiting on the Lord. Amen. That's why I'm calling some of y'all, checking on y'all. All right, what's going on over there? You good? You good? Y'all right, brother? I ain't seen you. Well, I ain't heard from you. I was just thinking about Sister Roberta. How you feeling? I'm waiting on the Lord. Amen. Woo! Oh. Choir, you know why you're singing? You're waiting on the Lord. Ushers, you keep on standing on the door. You're waiting on the Lord. Mm. Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, that's good right there. Lady, wait, Tony, you're waiting on him when you're hitting them keys over there. You ain't just showing out. So folks can say, look at that bad white. Ooh, that white boy is bad. He ain't thinking about y'all. He's waiting on the Lord. Because the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Woo, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Ooh, I like that one. Are you serving him with gladness this morning? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with, if I had written this, did y'all see how backwards this is? The word says, but they shall mount up with wings as eagles. So what, the first thing God said you're going to do is fly. That don't make sense to me. Why would you mount up with wings first? Because to me, if I had written this, I would have said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. And then they shall mount up with wings as eagles. But look how awesome God is. He gonna make you fly before you even walk. He gonna make you run before you even walk. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, that's good stuff, y'all. Ooh, I'm preaching better y'all saying amen this morning, but I see some smiles. You ain't got to say nothing. I know you said amen in your heart. But I don't do that. That's all right. Keep smiling. I know what you mean, amen. Preach on, preacher. My brothers and sisters, a time to change. Some of us in here, write this down, those of you who keep notes. You know what we need in order to change? Young people, middle-aged, seasoned people. Some of us need a change of place. Ooh. We need a change of place. That's the first thing you need to do. Is you need a change of place, because some of these places that we're doing, that we're going, are not conducive, amen, to building a positive spiritual relationship with an almighty God. Some places you need to stay away from. We need a change of place. The Bible says in Psalms 122 and 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. A change of place. A good change of place for you would be right here at the OC. A good change of place for you on Wednesday night would be right here at the OC on Wednesday night for Bible study. A good change of place, amen, may be out of your comfort zone and into the choir. A good change of place for you may be out of your pew and getting on a rotation to stand at the door. Hallelujah, somebody. Hmm. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when people are confined to the same place for lengthy periods of time, You know what happens? They become bored. And this is something, I'm a probation officer, and the biggest thing that I battle with young people, with the kids and the adults that I work with, is they get bored. And you know the scariest thing in the world is boredom. And you know what I call it? Creative boredom. You get so bored with what you've been doing for so long, you start creating other crazy stuff to do. How many of y'all have seen the series that used to be on MTV called, can I say it? Because it is something that's on TV. Y'all going to be offended and fire deacons, y'all not going to fire me, are you? Okay. There is a series that used to come on MTV. Y'all remember Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O and those guys? It was called Jackass. Ass is in the Bible and the kids in the back, so y'all grown folks can handle this. It's called Jackass. And they just do crazy stuff. That's creative boredom. And you know what's so crazy about when you just start doing, you know, you get so bored and you just start thinking all this crazy stuff to do, then what happens is when you start acting a fool and acting crazy, then other folks want to see it. And then guess what? You get an audience. And then what happens with that audience is they try to do crazy stuff too because they're bored too. But I was glad when they said to me, let us come into the house. You know what? This shouldn't be a boring place. Because the word tells, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. So everybody in here ought to have a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Come on, hot. Oh, ain't God good? I tell my son all the time, I say, Khalil, man, life ain't a Jackass movie. All that crazy stuff y'all doing. Him and his little buddy, they had video. They riding down the creek in a little car. Blah, 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 flipping over. Man, y'all going to die. Well, we bored. Ain't nothing to do. Well, come on. Come on to church. Come on. Amen. My brothers and sisters, going places for God offers the most effective change of place. Calling on others, witnessing, and winning the unsaved to Jesus Christ banish boredom. How many of y'all can say that we've had a good time on the road this year? Amen. Haven't we been to some awesome places and some not so awesome places? But all the places we went in the name of the Lord, and at the end of the day, we got something out of it. Amen. When you're doing things for only what you do for Christ will last. I remember when me and Sean and y'all know Reverend Stephen Harris, when we were young, some of the fondest days of my life is us up singing with Reverend Mays. Reverend Mays would be bamming on that piano, and we'd be standing up there. I was shy, kind of trying to hide back, and Stephen could sing, so, you know, we just let him do what he do and act like we were backing up. Those are the most fond memories that I have was being in church. Amen? That's why I stand up and tell my church stories all the time. A change of place. It's time to change. And what some of us need to do for 2013 is a change of place. Stop sitting at your house doing nothing. Get out to somebody's church. Amen? Go out and minister to somebody. Help somebody. And in the process, you help yourself. Woo! A change of place. And also, my brothers and sisters, the next change we need to make is a change of face. A change of face. Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? Ecclesiastes 8:1 says, a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. Woo, did y'all hear that? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. My brothers and sisters, a new hairstyle, a new hat, or a dress, or a suit often lifts the drooping egos. How many of y'all change your hair when you start feeling bad? I'm going to do something. I got to do something different with this. Something different. I just got to. My wife all the time, how does my hair look like it looked last week? I want to do something different. Okay. And then after they do it, don't y'all feel better after you do a little something different to your hair? It feels so light. Well, baby, it looked the same way it did when you left, but she thinned it out. It's so light now. That other stuff is like a blanket. A change of face. A change of face. You know, but what we need to do, my brothers and sisters, is stop frowning and start smiling. And the thing about it is we got to put on a happy face, church. All of us, we come to church every Sunday, and when people see us, just like I talked about last week, Good morning. What's good about it? I hate work. I'm sick of my husband. You've been with him 20 years. Shut up. You ain't going nowhere. A change of face. Stop frowning. Start smiling. Put on a happy face. A cheerful expression helps generate a positive attitude towards yourself and other people. I like people that smile. Somebody told me people that smile too much make me nervous. Well, they don't make me nervous. I ain't never tried to. Can it close your ears right quick? You don't need to hear this. You know, when I was out there, I never hollered at a chick that was like. Rolling her eyes. I ain't never tried to talk to that chick, but that one that was smiling, I said, "Woo, there she is. What's up, girl?" She happy. I'm happy, too. Let's be happy together. Why, Candy? So Candy used to smile. We was in high school. Yeah, man. Show all them teeth. A change of face. Straighten your face up. You know what? If you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? I wish I had that mirror that they brought, that somebody brought Inslee a little mirror, and you push this thing, and what does it say, Candy? You're the belle of the ball. And then what else does it say? That color looks good on you. I'm going to buy everybody in here that mirror. And when you push that button, you look at yourself. Because when God looks at you, he sees his son. Hallelujah, somebody. And you being all negative and about yourself. Change your face up. Woo! We've been made endure for a night, Tony. But joy cometh in the morning. Oh, you might have had to toss and turn and fight all night long, but joy cometh in the morning. Woo! I'm finna take off running. A change of place, a change of face, but also, my brothers and sisters, we need a change of pace. Some of us ain't walking right. Uh-oh. Yep, when we gonna get to the good part? Get down. Check this out. A change of pace. The Bible says in Psalms 37 and 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Brother Ricks, we had some good uncles, didn't we? But didn't them jokers give us some bad advice? We had them uncles sit out there under that tree drinking that stuff and playing dominoes, talking crazy. Come here, boy, let me tell you something. See, boy, back when I was your age, yeah, that's why you still sitting under this tree. You let life pass you by. Amen. Because you didn't change your place, you didn't change your face, and you sure didn't change your pace. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Men, I need y'all to hear that. The steps of a good man are ordered by who?
Lord.
The Lord. Not by HBO and Cinemax, not by SportsCenter, not by what I used to be and what I used to be. But back in my day, boy, I was cold in football. It's over. Change of pace, buddy. You can't even run no more. Your belly's too big. Boy, we'll tear y'all up. No, you wouldn't. I couldn't. I watched my son play back. That's half of that stuff I couldn't do back then. But a change of pace, my brothers and sisters, is often the answer to boredom. A change of pace. Some of y'all got disgusted with the church and went home and sat down, didn't you? And then you just sit there, and then you sit there, and you sit there, and you sit there. And before you knew it, you were comfortable with sitting there. And you had no pace. You had no face. Woo! And you had no place. I know I'm right about it. Go sit down on God if you want to. Watch what happens. You sit there and dry up. My brothers and sisters, change of pace is often the answer to boredom. Some need to slow down, but you know what? Others need to speed up. The church of God is marching, but I shall not be moved. What is wrong with that song? The church of God is marching, but a minute. Come here, Brother Darrell. Okay, I'm the Church of God, and the Church of God is marching, but I should not be moved. Okay, you ready? The Church of God is marching, but I should not be moved. The church is moving. It's time to change, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Brother Darrell. Wait a minute, man. Stand up, man. Turn around. Let me. Boy got on some True Religion jeans. Ooh. 2 Chainz. Wow. Everybody can't wear True Religion. What y'all doing? Y'all, what does Ty Chick look like today? He ain't had, we going to talk at the church. I didn't know nobody in Orange Chapel could afford no True Religions. Pastor can't even wear them. All right, some of y'all that wasn't listening, I got your attention now. A change of pace. Amen. Well, while temperaments and health conditions vary with individuals, feelings should not determine one's pace. Uh-oh. Feelings should not determine your pace. So you know what? Whether you like me or not, as pastor of the Orange Chapel Baptist Church, you ought to still be on pace and do what the Lord says do. Amen? Some of y'all asking yourself now, why in the world do I go down there to that church, that metal building down there, and it's all these, I passed 20 churches to get there. I don't know either, but God has you here. Amen? Ooh, I like that. My brothers and sisters, almost everyone needs a spiritual change of pace. We need to do more for God and giving him first place in our lives. Do you know that? We need to give him first place because he's the one that created us. Oh, this is good stuff today, y'all. This is going to help you get into 2013, I'm telling you. It's time to change, amen? If you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, hoping for a different result, right? Is that right? Doing the same thing over and over and over, hoping for, or really in your mind thinking it's going to be a different result. Y'all know some of us are insane. You keep on doing the same thing over and over and thinking you're going to get a different result. I'm going to leave you with that one. Change your pace. And then, my brothers and sisters, as I hurry to my close, come on, Tony, it's time to go home. My brothers and sisters, not only do we need a change of place, it's time to change. We need a change of place. We also need a change of face. We need a change of pace. But we also need a change, a change of grace. Are y'all going to pray with me? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Many Christians fail, my brothers and sisters, to depend on God as they should. People who rely solely on others are continually disappointed. Can I say that one more time? People who continually rely on others are continually disappointed. Amen? Oh, man will let you down every time. Man will let you down every time. Amen. It's time for you to put your thoughts on God and on things that are Christ-like. Amen. My brothers and sisters, God's grace is never a disappointment. God's grace is never a disappointment. Have you ever been disappointed by God? When you thought you couldn't make it,